So let's review. After completing the discussion of Machzik Rishasai, the Gemara goes on to the halacha of Tzaris Mema'enes. A man had two wives. One is a Gedayla, which is a Nisun Deiraisa, and the other is a Ketani Yusema, which is a Nisun Derabanan. Generally, should he die childless, his brother would be Miyabim the Gedayla, a Yim Deiraisa. If the Ketana was an erva to the Yavim, the Gedayla would be Chayletzis V'loy Misabemis, because she is a Tzaras erva Mederabanan. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak taught, V'kulon imesu oimianu oinizgarushu oishinimtsu alnez, tzarasei mutaras. If the Ketana did miyun before the husband died, the Gedoyla is mutar b'yibim because she is not a tzaras erva, since the Ketana was not eshes hames at the time of misa when the chi of yibim takes effect. However, if she did miyun of the yavim after misa, the Gedoyla is asur b'yibim. Even though miyun nullifies the marriage l'mafreya retroactively, nevertheless, at the time of Misa, she appeared like a Tzaras Erva. Therefore, the Chacham said, Tzaras Mima'enes Asura, Gezeir Mishum Tzaras Bitoi Mima'enes. Even in the case where the Ketana is not an Erva to the Yavam, her Tzaras Asa B'Yibam, since the two cases are similar. The Gemara proceeds to another exemption from Yibam. Amar Ravasi, Tzaras Eilnes Asura, Shenema, V'hoya HaBachar Asher Teileid, Pratla Eilnes, She'enu Yoledes. An eilness is pater midairaisa from both yibim v'chalitza. The words are shetelet exempt an eilness who cannot bear a child. Now, since she is pater, she becomes an erva of eishes ach shaloi b'makom mitzvah, and her tzara is also pater because she is a tzaras erva. The Gemara points out that unlike all chamish esri arayis where they were an erva lefnei nefila, before the yibim situation, the eilness is isur nefila garmla. She only becomes an erva once she came into the yibim situation. The Gemara cites a case in a Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph, which is also Isur Nefila Garmla. The Gemara asks the following apparent contradiction. Ravasi says, Tzaras Eilnes Asura, and the first Mishnah, and Daf Beis Amud Beis says, V'chulon imesu imianu oinizgarshu, ishinimtsu eilnes tzarasei mutarais, and answers, kancha hikaba, kancha lo hikaba. Ravasi is speaking of a case where at the time of the marriage, he was aware that she was an eilness. And as Rashi explains, ve'inka mekach tois, v'harehi ishtoi. The condition is valid, and she is his wife at the time of Misa, and falls for Yibam. However, since she is pater, she is an eishes ach shalei b'makom mitzvah, and her tzara is a tzara serva. Therefore, tzara's eilness asura. The Mishnah, however, is speaking of a case where at the time of the marriage, he was not aware that she was an eilness. And as Rashi explains, the Kedushin is not valid, and she is not his wife at the time of Misa, and does not fall for Yibam. Therefore, she is not an Eishes Ach Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah, and her Tzara is not a Tzaras Erva, hence Tzarasei Mutaras. Rava disagrees with Ravasi. Amar Rava, Hilchas Tzaras Eilnes Mutaras. She is not considered a Tzaras Erva. Rashi, with the elaboration of the Meforshim, explains. There is a difference between erva and eilness. An erva is not inherently nifka mitzvah yibum. She requires yibum, but the iser erva does not allow it and exempts her. Therefore, she is included in the nefila. She falls for yibum together with her tzara. And we derive from the pasuk that a tzaras erva, but mokum mitzvah is also pater. However, an eilness is inherently nifka mitzvah yibum. She does not require yibum. Therefore, she is not included in the nefila. She does not fall for yibum together with her tzara. And her tzara is a tzaras erva shaloi b'makom mitzvah who is not pater from yibum. The Gemara goes on to cite Rabbi Yochanan's opinion regarding three of the four halachas recently learned. Ki asa rav and amr Rabbi Yochanan, achat tzaras mima'enes, v'achat tzaras alnes, v'achat tzaras machzik rishasai, kula mataras. These three tzaras may be taken in yibum. Shmuel ruled tzaras mima'enes asura, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and rules mataras. Ravasi ruled tzaras alnes asura, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and rules mataras. The Gemara had a shaila regarding Tzaras Machzik Rishasai. Rabbi Yochanan clearly rules Mutaras. We had also learned Tzaras Saita Asura. Rabbi Yochanan did not state an opinion about that. The Gemara goes on to cite a Braisa which apparently contradicts our Mishnah and resolves it. The first Braisa teaches, Sholish Noshim Mishamshes B'moich. Three types of women may take certain measures to prevent conception. Katana, Shemetis Abba, Shemet Thomas. A minor, because she might get pregnant and not survive the pregnancy. Mu'ubaras, Shemetasa Ubra Sandal, a pregnant woman, because she might conceive and would harm her fetus. Menika Shemetigmal Benobiyamas, a nursing mother, because she might conceive and be unable to nourish her child. Ve'ezhi Ketano, Mibas Yur Alev Shonabiyam Echad, Ad Yud Be Shonabiyam Echad. The above mentioned Ketana is referring to a girl between 11 and 12 years old. As the Gemara explains, at less than 11, she will certainly not conceive. At more than 12, there's no danger. The words Shema Tamas, she might die, indicate that it's also possible for her to survive and give birth. Our Mishnah taught, Bekulon im Mesoi Mienoi Nisgar Shoishin Nim Tzal Nis Tzarasei Mataras. And the Mishnah and the Braisa add, Iatu Yochel Leimer Bechamoisei Ve'em Chamoisei Ve'em Chamov Shinim Tzal Nis Oishimianu Shekvar Yaldu. His mother-in-law cannot be an Alnis or a Ketana because she bore a child. The Mishnah seems to be saying that a Ketana cannot bear a child. The Gemara answers that indeed, as the Braisa indicates, a Ketana can bear a child. However, the Mishnah teaches that if she bears a child, she's no longer considered a Ketana because Banim Harehim Kisimonim. V'istamri, Banim Adifim Kisimonim. Bearing a child is a sign of maturity which makes her a Gedoyla. The difference between these two phrases, Banim Harehim Kisimonim or Banim Adifim Kisimonim, is relevant to the following machlokes. The Rabban holds she can do Miyun only as long as she's a Ketana. When she becomes a Gedoyla, which is by Simonim, exhibiting signs of puberty such as Shtei Cyrus, she can no longer do Miyun. Behuda holds she can still do Miyun for a short while after becoming a Gedoyla, until the Simonim are more pronounced, Achayir B'Hashacha. Banim Harim Kisimonim is the equivalent of the Rabbanan Shir. Banim Adifim Simonim is the equivalent of a Behuda Shir.